Okay, interview with the Dundalk assistant manager, Vinnie Peart. Vinnie, that was a super win for you tonight.
Yeah, I thought we showed a real character. We went at our best at times. Could see the goal that we wouldn't be very happy with in the first half, and that gave Pats a real lift. And they made it difficult for us, and they're difficult opponents down here in Richmond Park, especially when they get a lead. And we've had some tremendous results down here. I think this place suits us in many ways. But at the same time, I thought we showed real character tonight and dug in and won it as a team. And I know Pat got the two goals, and I think we won it as a team tonight. There was a little bit of fight about us at halftime, and credit to the whole squad there tonight.
It was they went 1-0 up, but Dundalk teams this season have, any time you have, the rare time you have gone 1-0 behind, you've come back and you've won the games. And you always got that feeling that that was going to happen again.
Yeah, to be fair, my only concern was not to concede a second before half time. Yeah. And once we didn't concede the second, you know, without sounding cocky or whatever, I fancied us the second half. I think we've got real excellent fitness levels, and that really showed, I think, as the game went on. So look, it was a great night. Gary made a big save late in the game, and
that was super save.
Yeah, and he showed real class with that save, and went up to the end and scored. So 3-1 probably flattered us a little bit, but at the same time, we picked out a couple of better final passes. I think we'd have kicked on.
The two goals in early in the second half were immense, and Pat Hoban's in super form, 21 goals now, and then Chris Shields got a second goal of the season. But those two goals were vital.
Yeah, I think as I said to you, albeit like, far be it for me to take any credit from Pat. I think tonight was a real team performance. You know, it was all about everybody in the squad there tonight in terms of who played and played a part in it. So, but yeah, look, Pat. I told him I hope he doesn't win Player of the Month, because the more he scores, then the better it is. You know that way. So, look, he's been in unbelievable form. He's a real focal point for us. We've been sort of blessed with that number 9 jersey over the years, whether it's been Pat McMillan, Kilduff. You know, we've always got big goals in that position. And to be fair, the rest of the team, they create a hell of a lot of chances for a number 9 jersey. And Pat's really taken it. But I think not just that, his all-round game and his work rate has got better as the season's gone on. Yeah. You could really see him getting fitter all the time.
He's very strong.
Yeah. But anyway, you just in the last 5 minutes, they threw everything at you. Killian Brennan had a great free kick. Gary Rogers took off a great save. Then they forced 5 corners in a row. I always kind of felt it in my bones, Dundalk were going to break for a third, and that's what happened.
Yeah, look, they threw the kitchen sink at us. But any team in this league, when you're 2-1 with 5, 6, 7 minutes to go, they're going to throw the kitchen sink at you. So we just went clinical enough tonight, and that opened the door. I think they're a good side. They've strengthened well. Their goalkeeper made a brilliant save from Robbie Benson as well. So they're going to get better, and they make it difficult in this place. And especially playing down into that shed, it seems to inspire them. It's almost like a hill there. It's very difficult to get up it. So, but we showed real you know, character. Sean Gannon came on late in the game for Sean Hoare and Dean Jarvis. So people put their body on the lines a little bit tonight, and sometimes you've got to do that. And I wouldn't say it's an ugly win, but it was, sometimes you've got to show a little bit of character to win football matches.
Have you been, just on a final note, have you been taking notice of anything that the other managers have been saying? It seems more like gamesmanship. John Caulfield, for example, has been saying that you can outspend any team, you can outspend them, and nearly hinting that's the reason for your success. And the Stephen Bradley, the Shamrock Rovers manager, was saying in the papers this week that you had a situation that wasn't a good image for the league. Dundalk letting players go, having them on 1-year contracts, letting them go across the water. It was ridiculous to see them being bought back. I mean, is there a bit of gamesmanship from managers? And even tonight, in the programme notes, that you wouldn't be aware of this, but in the programme notes from Cork, Caulfield had a comment about the away supporters, and basically having a hint about, you know, he could understand why supporters didn't make the long journey to Oriel.
Yeah, look, I'll be telling you lies if I said I didn't see both articles. They both, nowadays it's very difficult to, you know, I'm not a big paper reader, so both of them have factually incorrect pieces in them. So, but look, listen, whether people comment them or not, that's their own business, and comment on us. We haven't overspent in any way, shape or form, but let's just clear up. The manager here in this club has probably earned somewhere in the region of 7.5-8.5 million. Mm. So if he does happen to spend money on a player, well, we've earned the right to do that. Mm. And no one else has done that.
It's not the business either.
And no one else has done that in the last five, 6, 7 years. So, listen, we're there to be shot at. As soon as I get home tonight, I've got a lot of footage to watch of European opponents. All our focus is always one game a week. So we've got a busy weekend. I really don't care what other people are saying. Yeah. We just focus on ourselves. And I'd rather not have seen the articles, but they're sort of put in your face nowadays. But look, we move on. I really only care about the team in Estonia at the moment, and that's where the focus will be.
Well, listen, finally, thanks very much. It was great to get talking to you. And the best, I won't be in Tallinn next Thursday, but the best of luck to you. I hope everything goes well for you.
I appreciate that, Jane.
Thanks a million.
See you.
Thanks, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thanks.